Echo is a small, careful mockingbird tween in a chunky cartoon presentation vest, warm coral with soft amber stripes, eye contact pose, audience adapting. In her vest, she carries an audience map card and a tone tracker. The card maps the audience, kids, parents, teachers, mixed. The tracker matches tone, vocabulary, and examples to who's in the room.
I am Echo. The speaking craft primitive I teach is audience awareness and tone calibration. The move is, who's listening? Speak to them, not at them.
This is load bearing. Echo embodies the audience awareness primitive, the speaking craft of speak to them, not at them.
A great speech to one audience is a confusing speech to another. Same words, different audiences, different reception.
My craft is mapping the audience before preparing. Who are they? What do they already know? What do they care about? What vocabulary will they recognize? What examples will resonate with their experience?
Then I adjust. Same content, different wrap. The truth doesn't change. The connection does.
Echo walks the cast through a real preparation problem.
The cast prepares the same school policy talk for two different audiences. Audience 1, fourth graders. Audience 2, the school board.
Same content. Claim, school should start later. Evidence, sleep studies. Reasoning, biological alignment with adolescent circadian rhythms.
But I adjust the wrap.
She holds up the audience map card.
For fourth graders, you know how you feel grumpy in the morning? Scientists figured out why and how to fix it for older kids. Direct, body-based, personal.
For the school board, empirical research from the American Academy of Pediatrics shows teenage circadian rhythms are biologically delayed by 1 to 2 hours. School start times before 8:30 a.m. misalign with neurological readiness. Formal, cited, technical.
Same content, different wrap, different audience, both effective. That's the craft. The content is the truth. The wrap is the connection. You honor the audience by speaking to where they are, not where you happen to be.
Echo walks the cast through the audience mapping practice.
Question 1. Who are they? Age range. Background. Why they're listening. What brought them to the room?
Question 2. What do they already know? Don't repeat what they have. Don't skip what they need. The vocabulary you use signals which of these you assume.
Question 3. What do they care about? What's their stake in this topic? Why should this matter to them specifically?
Question 4. What examples will resonate? Use examples from their world, not from yours. A talk about gravity uses different examples for skateboarders than for ballerinas. Both are valid. Match the audience.
Question 5. What tone will they accept? Formal? Casual? Story-driven? Data-driven? Some audiences need warmth. Some need precision. Some need both at different beats.
There's a part of Echo's lesson that closes the cast arc.
Speaking is not performance, it's connection. Pose gave you the body. Pitch gave you the voice. Hark gave you the listening. Truss gave you the argument. I give you the audience awareness. Speaking to them, not at them.
5 chapters, 1 craft. Many audiences. The crafts add up.
None of us in this cast is a Cicero mascotization or an Obama reference. We're our own cast,
embodying the crafts. The crafts belong to whoever does the work. Every kid can speak well. The crafts add up.
When you stand up to give a talk, for class, for a club, for a community meeting, for a video you record, start with the audience map. Then the words come more easily, because you know who you're speaking to.
Echo also explains what to do when the audience is mixed.
Mixed audiences happen often. Parents and kids together, teachers and students together, experts and novices together.
Strategy 1. Speak to the least knowledgeable audience first. Don't talk over anyone's head. Add depth as you go.
Strategy 2. Anchor in shared experience. Even mixed audiences usually share something. Find it. Speak to that.
Strategy 3. Use multiple framings. The kid-friendly metaphor plus the formal explanation. Both. Different parts of the audience grab different framings.
Mixed audience speaking is harder. It's also the most rewarding. When you can hold all of them at once, the speech becomes a connection across difference.
Echo grew up at the meadow edge. Her family had been long listeners and mimickers for the meadow. The mockingbirds, whose habit of learning each neighbor bird's song and adjusting their own to match, had taught generations that connection requires matching.
I learned by age 1, in mockingbird years, that singing my own song into a place that needed a different song meant nobody answered. Singing the song the meadow needed got responses from every direction. The matching was the connection.
She walked to SpeakForge at 12. Resonance, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is audience awareness?
Who's listening? Speak to them, not at them. Map the audience. Adjust the wrap. Same content, different fit.
You are appointed. Echo closes the cast. Pose grounded the body. Pitch shaped the voice. Hark taught the listening. Truss built the argument. Echo connects all of that to the audience.
Speak to them, not at them. Five crafts together make speaking work. The crafts belong to whoever does the work. Every kid can speak well.
Echo folds the audience map card. The tone tracker waits. The next talk will get its mapped audience. The next rap will fit. The connection will hold.
Who's listening? Speak to them, not at them.
Echo's primitive. The connection that makes speaking work.